Proverbs 18:22 says, "Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord." Through the years, I've heard this proverb quoted, and nearly always the basic truth is emphasized, and rightly so. But I think we should take some time to hone down a little bit and not be so hasty in our reading of this proverb. Instead of the typical hit and run, I think we would do well to hash this thing out a little bit. First of all, it's clear from the context that this only pertains to a good wife. I've known some men who found a wife and marrying that woman was the worst thing he ever did, and vice versa, men with women or women with men. It's not just getting married that is a blessing, but having a God-honoring, biblical marriage that is a good thing. I've known some men whose wives passed away, and they refused to talk about them if anyone ever brought their name up or asked about their married life with that deceased person. Their memories were just unpleasant, and they didn't want to speak ill of the dead. I sat down to counsel men through the years who were so miserable in their marriage that they talked openly about wishing they could just die. They didn't have biblical grounds for divorce, and none of them were suicidal, but they were so miserable that they just wished God would take them home with a heart attack or a fatal stroke or something. I've known other men who would never say such things out loud, but their countenance and obvious misery, well, you can tell, you know, that they have similar feelings. So as we read this proverb, by the way, the same thing's true with some women and their husbands, but we understand that the obvious context here and the intent of the author is that if you marry a God-fearing, God-serving, loving wife, then whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Another thing not often mentioned when reading this proverb is the fact that women should read this and understand that it is God's intention that if she marries a man, she is to be a good thing and be a tool for his blessing, that man that she calls a husband. I'm not going to say this over and over, but the same is true with men, you know, marrying a woman. We should want to be a blessing to our spouse. Nearly two decades ago, I found a woman who had this attitude that we're talking about here. Together, we've tried to live up to the teaching found in Ephesians 5, and I would encourage any premarital or married couple to read and study that chapter together and as individuals. My wife, Jenny, wanted to be married to a dedicated Christian, a man who would serve the Lord. But her desire wasn't selfish or just about her well-being. She wanted to be a blessing to a man as he served the Lord. I knew that about her almost immediately after I met her, and I've been the beneficiary of her biblical attitude toward marriage constantly now for all of these years. I found a wife who is a good thing, and I've been living in the favor of the Lord ever since. That's why I warn every Christian single I ever counsel to be very careful. You may like what you see, enjoy the company, and be ready to be married, but don't ignore the red flags. I mean, no one is perfect. Anyone you marry will have their flaws, just as you do, just as I do, just as anyone does. But don't ignore things that you see that give you concern. As I've counseled every Christian I've ever spoken to, the fact is, you're better off being alone than being in a bad marriage. As I can say this, I'll just leave it there, but few things are worse in this life than living in a loveless, miserable marriage. But if you find, as I have, a good, committed Christian who sees marriage as an opportunity to serve the Lord by serving their spouse and being a blessing to that spouse, then you'll find this proverb to be absolute truth. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord.